Protests continue in Israel today over the government's plan to remake the country's judicial system. Police in Tel Aviv fired stun grenades into the crowd yesterday to disperse protesters blocking a highway. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called the demonstrators anarchists after a group of them surrounded a Tel Aviv salon where his wife was getting her hair done. Reuters Jerusalem correspondent Emily Rose joins us now from Tel Aviv. Emily, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So for weeks now, thousands of people have been protesting the government's attempt to overhaul the Supreme Court. But yesterday in Tel Aviv, it really seems like there was a major escalation. What happened once the police came in and tried to break things up?
Yes, as you mentioned, these protests have been going on weekly on Saturday nights, but they really hit a crescendo yesterday when police came to the scene. There were lots of people who said that there were lots and lots and lots of police officers, and they used stun grenades. And the images, I think, that emanated from those protests just absolutely shocked Israelis, something the likes of which a lot of them hadn't seen in a long time. There were people who were hit with stun grenades. They were holding their heads with blood. And even by, I would say, mid-evening, Hebrew media was reporting that 11 had been evacuated to hospital and at least 39 were being treated for injuries on the spot. So it was quite violent, and it got quite volatile.
So can you explain why? What are these planned changes to the judicial system, and what would they look like?
So this planned judicial overhaul, which the coalition is putting forward, essentially what they do is consolidate power. They would strip power from the Supreme Court, and they would put it in the hands of the governing coalition. And there are many who worry that this would remove any checks and balances on the governing coalition, which already holds a lot of power in the government and to make policy and legislation. Of course, those who are putting forward these reforms say that they are democratic, that they were elected to do this, they were democratically elected, and that the Supreme Court holds too much power. And those opposed say that it moves Israel further away from being a democracy and that it really removes checks on what the government can do.
And they are yet to be approved, is that right?
They are yet to be approved, and there are those in the opposition who are actually hoping to soften the reforms. The president, whose role here is actually largely ceremonial, has been trying to conduct conversations and dialogue between the opposition and the governing coalition to try to reach some kind of consensus. But so far, it looks like the coalition is pressing forward with the reforms as they've been presented, with the opposition really trying to push for either them to be stalled, removed, or it's at certain points softened.
Well, as you've suggested, this has prompted some of the biggest demonstrations that the country has ever seen. It's drawn in a huge swath of Israeli society. Who's out there exactly on the streets, and what are they telling you?
Oh, tens of thousands. And the truth is that a lot of people are rallying to protest here that you wouldn't have seen protests in past demonstrations. For example, I can tell you that the high-tech sector here is very adamant about coming to these protests, and that is a high socioeconomic class of Israeli society. This is an economy that is fueled on the high-tech sector. More than 50% of export actually comes from the high-tech sector. And I've spoken to CEOs, investors, people who are really involved in that industry who say that these judicial reforms really hinder the economy. They make it less democratic. They make it scarier for investors to bring their money to Israel, and they're actually worried about the economic impact of these reforms. So lots of different populations that you wouldn't necessarily see.
Briefly, Emily, Prime Minister Netanyahu has compared these pro-democracy protesters to the settlers who rioted in the West Bank recently, torching houses and assaulting Palestinians. He's been criticized for that comparison, but the Prime Minister doesn't seem to be backing down here, does he?
No, and that was quite shocking, actually, yesterday as well to a lot of Israelis to see that speech that he made at the end of the day where he did compare that violence. He said, I won't stand for violence, not in Tel Aviv and not in Hawara, that Palestinian village that you mentioned. So it seems as though he's pushing forward. He was very adamant that the protesters had provoked police, that they were violent, and that he wasn't going to stand for that.
Reuters Jerusalem correspondent Emily Rose reporting today from Tel Aviv. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.